Well, once again, Merry Christmas and welcome on this wonderful day. I was telling Pat that she didn't have to worry about snow drifts this year or ice to get here, which is quite different for us, but I think it keeps it fresh for us, reminds us that not every year is the same as the last. Christmas, there are many things that we do, of course. One is to rearrange the nativity set, and it's better now, thanks to Camille. The sheep and cows are now eating a light right beside baby Jesus, which I think is much more realistic in many ways. And the wise men have raised their arms in joy, I would think. He automatically, Camille, went and put their arms up during that hymn. And that tells me of two things about watching him do that this morning. That one of the things that we really rejoice in at Christmas is story. The many stories that we tell and share and create. And the second is song. When we sing together familiar carols and sometimes things that are new to us, but when we sing together, it's another kind of way of creating memory. Last night at the early service, we had some children here, and of course stories were told, the stories of baby Jesus, the story of the Eucharist, the story of the Lord's Prayer, but more importantly, a new story was told last night as a group of people gathered and children gathered. And it was delightful to hear the stories. You know what happens when children start? One puts their hand up and you're done for the evening because they're going to want to tell more stories. So one little girl had her hand up, Regan, and she wanted to tell me that the story that was important to her last night was that she wanted to see the stars and the moon. What a great night to look for the moon last night. And she doesn't remember that story, her parents will. And then one of Marcella's granddaughters put her hand up. And she wanted to inform me that the next full moon on Christmas would be 19 years from now. So I asked her how old she would be when that happened. So she had to count, and we got to 27. And I said to her, when you're 27, I hope you'll remember this night, the last time there was a full moon and you gathered in front of the creche with your sister and others. And so what wonderful stories those children were creating. And then at the late service, as we gathered for carols and mulled hot cider, and we told the story again in darkness and in light with candlelight at most beautiful moments. And stories and connections were made there that people will remember and carry with them over the years. And this morning, we hear the story in a different form from the Gospel of John. John tells stories about stories. And so we hear about the Word made flesh. The Word is another way of talking about the story, our life, our creation, how God created in the beginning and made that story into our reality, and how we carry that on together in our lives today and tomorrow and next week as we meet others. You see, every time we meet someone, we start a new story. We carry on the tradition of connecting. We carry on God's presence in our lives, and we have the opportunity to contribute to someone else's story, just as the children have now contributed to my wealth of stories last night. This morning, I had my brothers at my house, and a story has been created that I share with you merely because it's rather amusing, and it's Christmas morning, and you need to have a gift-opening story. I had told my brothers, we don't exchange many gifts anymore. We don't need anything. We like to spend time together. So I said, let's all do a stocking stuffer. You know, one thing, up to about $30, and that's all we need to do. One brother heard that. The other brother, either I told him something different, or he heard something different. So he bought each of us a gift, up to $30, and stocking stuffers. Now, he was sick and could not be here last night because he was feeling so miserable and had gone to one store, which we all soon figured out what it was, and got all these stocking stuffers. So this morning, he arrived looking like Santa Claus. And he said, where are the rest of the things? And I said, well, you were just supposed to bring one thing. And he said, that's not what you told me. And so the story was created this morning that I will never live down for the rest of my days. It will be told how I told the one brother that he had to bring more than the rest of us. The good news is, in our family, he buys the best stocking gift. So it worked out well. And it, perhaps in years to come, we might actually be more generous as well. So it's funny how those little things that touch us on a Christmas morning, we don't forget. We keep those. We carry them on. We pass them to our children and our children's children, just as the life of Jesus does that through us. The second thing, of course, is song. And it's wonderful to hear people who often aren't in church singing. Last night was glorious. We had Evelyn singing the carols. And this morning, to hear them sung with us, those of us who are here, in a slightly less full church is beautiful. You can hear each person's voice. I noticed when I stood here, I could hear every single person if I tried. I could focus on you and I could hear your voice. And if you weren't singing, I could hear that too. But that's all right. What it makes is beautiful music of our community. When we sing, it is the only time as human beings that we breathe together. The only time we all take breath more or less at the same time. Those in the choir know that. You've got to breathe at the right time. And when we hear about the Word being made flesh and becoming and living among us, that's about the breath of God. The breath of God being given to us on this day. What a glorious gift. And some of us, like my brother, have lots of gifts, and some of us don't. Some of us can't sing, like me, but it doesn't matter, because we all have the breath of God within us that enlightens us and gives light and life to other people. So this Christmas morning, maybe be left with stories, with songs in our hearts, and may we go forth into the world and share those with others, so that the Word may indeed become flesh and live again amongst us, and in all those we meet. Amen.